As an environmental activist, I don't always support technology, but I have to hand it to the early Apollo space missions for taking such awesome and inspiring pictures of the Earth. The views from space give a dramatic picture of how varied the Earth's crust is and how very, very small we humans are in relation to the vast forces which have shaped the evolution and form of the land. Do we now have a complete understanding of those forces? Can we now take the physical form of the Earth as being virtually indestructible in the face of human activity? Seen at closer range, we are often more aware of the surface vegetation than of the underlying geology, but all the landscapes that we see are a product of the interaction of many different things: rocks and underlying geological processes, weather and water movement on the surface of the Earth, different soils, plant and animal life, and associated chemical reactions. But how resilient is the balance between all these things? Can it really be taken for granted? At least there now seems to be broad consensus of how the main continents and mountain ranges were formed from a splitting up of one great landmass hundreds of millions of years ago. It's only within the last few decades that plate tectonic processes have been scientifically understood, and as with many other aspects of the Earth's environmental processes, there are still inevitably quite a number of areas of relative ignorance. I was amazed to be told recently that many parts of the Earth's surface are still moving today, albeit very slowly. I thought that only happened in areas where there were earthquakes or volcanoes. But perhaps I've really been under the same misapprehensions about other processes which have shaped the physical environment to be what it is today. The great ice ages of the past have certainly made their mark on the Earth's surface. But what I have been slow to realise is that they're still at work today in some parts of the world. Are their effects now fully understood and predictable? Can we now predict what these landscapes will look like 100, 1,000, and 10,000 years from now? What are the main questions and issues which remain outstanding for scientists and researchers to investigate? I would imagine that very different processes have been at work to generate the angular landscapes of warmer climates. Some superficially seem vulnerable to erosion and change over somewhat shorter time horizons. Again, I'm led to wonder what these may look like centuries from now, and what's left to be found out about their evolution and form beyond what scientists already know today. Similarly, do we really still not understand how rivers transport eroded material from the land and deposit it at sea? Why is there still such research interest in long-standing and relatively benign environmental processes, rather than in those currently causing real erosion damage or harm from silting and deposition? Have we got our priorities right?